Okay, we're going forward. We're on. This is going to be similar. We're going to just hash some things that we know already. Now, we're on. Yeah. We're on. Gil, where are we? Sorry, I'm on. Koftes Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Gidol. Yes, Amar Rav Gidol. Here. Amar Rav, in the name of Rav. Dova Sheyesh Boy Das Lishoil. Right? A thing that you can. Has intellect so you can ask it a question. Meaning, as we know, it means a person, not an object. You can ask them a question, an object you can't ask.
And that we had before.
Yes, we're gonna speak about that. Yeah, very good. And that's what the continuation of the Gemara is gonna say. Like, why do you need both? Yeah. The ein bo das lishol, and that someone who doesn't have das lishol, mihai kara nafka, we actually learn it from a different pasuk, a totally different pasuk, which is gonna be we're gonna become familiar with. Right, the habasa, a sheh yiga, the meat that will touch b'chol tomei in anything tomei. Think of Yosef Richards about this. We spoke about this in Chumash Milah Chagiga. Lo ye ochel, it shall not be eaten. So basically, the pasuk's talking about kodshim over here. So a piece of kodshim, a meat of a, like a shlomim or something, that it will touch any kind of tumor, you cannot eat that piece of meat as a kohen. Okay, so we're analyzing the pasuk. It says, "Vadai tomei hu delo yochel, or yeochel is something that's vadai tam. You can't eat it. Ha, make a dig from this. Sofik tomei, if it will be only sofik tomei, the sofik tohor, or perhaps it's tohor, yochel, you can't eat it. Okay, so we basically just made a deal from the pasuk that it sounds like only if it's definitively tomei, right? Then you and it's vadai tomei." You can't eat it, but if it will be suffic, you could. Now, the Amos Sefer, which is kind of an unusual Amos Sefer of the Kra, right? The last part of the Pasuk, the Habasa, and the Basa, Kol Tahor, any Tahor, so we're going to speak, Rashi speaks this out, that Tahor over here means a Tahor person over here. So we're talking about a Tahor person. Yochol Basa, he can eat Basa. Okay, so it says over here, Vadai Tahor, so now here goes the right. We're going to do the opposite. Vadai tahor the yochel basa. He can eat basa. Ha sofik tomei sofik tahor lo yochel basa. But if he's a sofik, right? If he's he can't eat basa. So basically, we've got this very same pasuk that if you learn from the beginning, it sounds only a vadai can't be eaten, but a sofik could be eaten. And then for the last part of the pasuk, it sounds likely only if it's tahor vadai, he can eat. But if it's a suffix, you cannot eat. So Ella, so how are you going to resolve this? Or you will see, we'll look at Rashi. Ella lav shma mina, don't you hear from this posuk? Can, right, sheyesh bo das lishol. Here it's got das lishol. That's the latter part of the posuk. That you would, if in the case it's suffix, you could not eat it. And can, b'she'ein das lishol. And the beginning part of the posuk where it doesn't have das lishol. So Rashi points out, I'll just say outside, basically if you look at the posuk, the first piece of posuk is talking about a piece of meat, which you can't really ask a question to. Yeah? The second part of the posuk is talking about a person, which you can eat a question to. So you gotta, so therefore basically let's just read this Rashi, Ella Lav Shema Mina.
Wait, can you
I'm gonna show it, that Rashi does it for us. That's why I went to Rashi. Good. Ella Lav Shema Mina. So now Rashi quotes the pasuk straight away. Look, Habasa Asher Yiga. That's the beginning of the pasuk. The Dova She'ein Bo Das Lishol. Right, meat does not have Das Lishol. Who? The Basa Heavy Nugeya. Over here in this case, the Basa is the thing that's touching the tummy. Hilkach. Therefore, Sveiko is going to be Tahor. Continuing with the next part of the pasuk, V'chol Tahor Yochel Basa. Right, it says any Tahor person can eat basa. Da'iri b'tumas aguf. This is referring to tumas aguf, meaning that means a person who's got a body that he's tomei. De'yesh boy das lishoil. He has das lishoil. Yeah, but how come in that latter part of the pasuk, loch the sveiko is tomei? Very straightforward. Okay, now going into the
last one. That's the statement.
Yes, it is a statement. Yes, and Rashi explained it. Okay. Right, it's not like I originally learned it wrong, and I only when I relearned it last time, I thought it was just like you got a steer between the Reisha and the Seifa, and we'll say this chiluk, and we'll say but Rashi says it's actually in the pasuk, the posuk itself.
Okay.
The first part of the posuk is quite clearly talking about something that's an object, yeah. And the second part of the posuk is talking about a person.
Okay
now Ephraim's point. Right, the itzterich lemigmar misota. We need to learn from sota as well. Where's this? Vitzrich Rav Gidol. We need Rav Gidol. Well, that was a French course, as it said. Amar Rav. We need this. The itzterich lemigmar misota. We need to learn from sota. Basically, we need both sources because if you would only have one, you would not be able to learn the full picture.
Wait, I'm sorry, can we go back? I didn't even say what Gidol said. He just said the Rashi for that's Lishol.
Right, so we're saying in short, right, we're basically saying this principle that we say, right, for other people who came late as well, it's actually great. Here, take this opportunity to just refocus. Right, we're going back to the beginning now. Yeah, I'm going to read it again. Amarav Gidol Amarav. I should have added more in it over here. Dova Shiyesh Bo Das Lishol. Something that has Das Lishol. Meaning, right, that we say that Sveiko is Vadai, a Sophic Vadai, and it's Tommy. Right, that's what it means. It's that we say Sophic Vadai. Right, versus the Ainbo Dash Lishol, something that doesn't have Dash Lishol, something you can't ask or speak to it, yeah? That we say that Sveiko is Tahor. We don't say Sophic Vadai. Okay, because that's what we learned from Sota. We remember we said that if it's got Das Lishol, we say Sofik Kavadai, but if it doesn't have, right, Das Lishol, we don't say Sofik Kavadai, and it will be Tahor. So, right, so that basically chiluk between, right, Sofik Kavadai, when it's got Das Lishol or not, we learn Mihai Kara Nafka, we learn it from this Bosuk. So Vaha Bosa, so a Bosa is an object which doesn't have Das Lishol. She Yigar B'chol Tomei, Lo Ye'ochel. Right, so it says Vadai Tomei Hudu Lo Yoichal. It's Vadai, you can't eat it. Ha Sofik Tomei Sofik Tor. But if it was Sofik, yeah, Yoichal, you could eat it. Now, aim a safer. We say the safer Vahabasa. The Basa means with regards to the Basa, yeah. Kol Tahor, any person. So this is talking about who's Das Lishol. Yoichal Basa, you can eat Basa. Right, Vadai Tahor. It has to be Vadai Tor that you can eat, but the Basa has Sofik Tomei Sofik Tor, but if it was Sofik Tomei Sofik Tor, Lo Yochel, you would not be able to eat it. So Ella Lav Shemamina, you see over here, Kan Shiyeshbo Das Lishol, the Sefer was talking about a person has Das Lishol, that's where we say Sofik Kavadai, and we'd say it's Tomei even in a Sofik, yeah, and Kan. And here in the beginning of the pasuk where it's talking about a piece of meat, yeah, is she'ein bo das lishol. Now, okay, so we kind of learned this in Sota, right? So the itzrich to Rav Gidol Amarav, we need what Rav Gidol Amarav said. The itzrich lemigmar misota. We also need to learn from Sota. We'll explain why. The e midarav, if you were to learn just from Rav, right? Because Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav. If you were to just learn from Rav what we just brought today, havaramina, I would have thought. Right, Bain Breshusa Yochid, we would apply this rule of Sofik Kavadai, whether it's in the Breshusa Yochid, Bain Breshusa Rabin, which is quite, right, there's no reason to make a chiluk, right? So therefore, it's Sturich Lemigmar Misota. Therefore, we need to learn from Sota to tell you there's a difference between Breshusa Yochid and Breshusa Rabin. Okay, the Emisota, so just to learn from Sota then, basically, that's the underlying point over here. All right, but if from Sota, Hava Amina, I may have said, Ad De'ika Das Nogeya Umagia. You may have thought, if you learn from Sota, let's be strict about it. And we're talking about two people over here. Yeah? There's the woman, and there's actually three people, and there's the Baal and the Boil, but there's all factors have intellect. Meaning the person who's the Nogeya, in Tum will be the Nogeya, the person who's touching, the person who's touched. Right, I suppose over here I imagine it's the Baal and the Boil, right? It's the man and the woman being together. Both of them have intellect, so you may limit, yeah, to Sheretz. You would say it would only apply if both of them have intellect. So let's say you had somebody who was a Zav, right? So a Zav's an Avatuma, and a person isn't, and another person isn't sure if they touched him. So over there, since both of them have intellect, you would say only there we'd say Sofik Kavadai, and if not, not. So sricha, so that's why you need both of them. Okay. Bo biyom. So let's just go back to the Mishnah quickly. We're gonna start this. We are not gonna finish this piece. Back to the Mishnah. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 7 lines down. Bo biyom. We're just one page back. I learned that last night. Right? Dorash Rebbe Akiva. Dorash Rebbe Akiva, he said the following. Uchli cheres. A kli cheres means an earthenware vessel, a sheyipol mehem, which will fall from them, one of the eight shrotim, one of the eight vermin that are tomei, el toichoi, into the inside of the oven. Right? Kol hasheva soichoi yitma. Everything inside the oven will be tomei, even the bread. And we said, even though the sheretz didn't touch the bread, so the bread is a sheni. Okay. Eino oimer tomei ele yitzma. It doesn't say tomei, ele yitzma. So this, l'tamei acherim. Right? It tells you that it's going to pass it on. Limeid al kikoshel sheni, to teach you a kikosh sheni. Yeah. Shematamei es shlishi is matamei the shlishi. Now, count out, don't turn back. Oh, jump the gun.
What? Kikar, the lechem itself also became tamei.
It becomes a sheni.
Yes. Why is it a sheni? How is it?
Because the airspace is a rishon. That's the chiddush of a kli.
What's the rishon?
Airspace.
And yes. That's a sheni, and that was for tamei or shlishi.
Yes. Exactly.
Sitting on the upper floor, anybody? Yeah. No, it's in the terrace. Huh? It's in the kli terrace. Right. Oh, you want to have that happen?
No. First of all, bread they used to put on the wall. They used to stick on the wall like they make pizzas, right? And what's that? You're saying a good point, Gil. You're saying a good point.
Why is he having tummy? Sheretz fell on
sheretz. Well, we said the airspace is tummy. Listen, it's obviously a hovering loaf. Yeah, I don't know. Fine, okay, that's good. I'm not sure. Let's not, because really it's the next bit we want to see anyway. Okay, so now, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Yeshua, Mi Yigala Ofer Me'enecha. Who's going to reveal the dirt from your eyes? Rabban, Yochanan, and Zakkai. Shehayisa Oimer, you used to say whilst you were alive, Osid Dor Acher, there's going to become another generation. Litar Kikosh Lishi is going to say the Kikosh Lishi is Tahor, she'ein lo mikra min haTorah, that there is no, because there is no posuk from the Torah. So basically, they say it's tahor because there's no posuk from the Torah, which is kind of strange, right? If there's no posuk from the Torah, obviously it's tahor, right? Shehu Tomei. And then he says, and then Rabbi Akiva is going to come. Hello, Rabbi Akiva, Talmidecha, maybe mikra min haTorah, shehu Tomei. Shenema, kol asher basocha yitma. So basically, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai used to say that there's going to become a generation in the future that's going to say that this kikar is Torah, because there's no scriptural source from the Torah. Now we're going to discuss this, which I kind of told you this already. Okay, bo beyond, back to our Gemara. Dorash Rabbi Akiva, v'chol chli cheres v'chulei. Ome'acha, ma'acha means since, de'ein lo, so you see this de'ein lo is a quote from the Mishnah, and ein lo means there's no source from the Torah, right, of a shlishi, lama tome. So why is it tome? Right? Rabbi, how can it be, why do you need someone to come and tire it if it's not tome? So answer the Gemara, I'm a Rab, says Rab Yehuda in the name of Rab, minatura ein lo, right, explicitly in the Torah, it does not have a source, however, bidin kal v'choyma, yesh lo, with God, but we have a kal v'choyma that it does. Okay, and we're going to speak out the kal v'choyma. So basically, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, right, learnt out that a shlishi is tomei from the Rabbi Yochanan, no, because Rabbi Akiva's got a scriptural posuk. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai originally learnt it out from a kal v'chomer, and he said, I can foresee in the future that people are going to have issues with my kal v'chomer, and they're going to say it's tor. And then Rabbi Yeshua was saying to the deceased Rebbe Yochanan, he says, you were concerned that it's going to become like tar. In fact, now we've got Rebbe Akiva, who says it's got a scriptural source of the Torah that it's actually Tomei. I think we're going to take a break here. We'll do the next bit tomorrow. Bezat Hashem.